الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Who is Imam Hussein? Why did he launch an uprising? Who is Imam Hussein? Why did he launch an uprising? Imam Hussein's Peace Be Upon Him movement is indeed perceivable via two perspectives, both of which are acceptable. Nonetheless, when put together, the two views show the extensive dimensions of his movement. One perspective involves the appearance of Imam Hussein's action, which is a movement against a corrupt, deviated, suppressive, and oppressive regime, Yazid's regime. But at the heart of his action, there is a more important movement, that is the second perspective will lead to the move against ignorance and humiliation of mankind. In fact, even though Imam Hussein's peace be upon him fights against Yazid, his extensive historical fight is not against the short-living and insignificant Yazid. Rather, his main fight is against mankind's ignorance, abasement, deviation, and humiliation.
Ana mazlum Hussein, ana mazlum Hussein, ana mazlum Hussein, ana mazlum Hussein, ana latshan.
Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, made the army of reason overcome the army of ignorance.
Indeed, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, fights against such vices. An ideal government was formed by Islam. If we want to summarize the story of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, in a few lines, we can say, humanity suffers from ignorance, oppression, and discrimination. The big ruling of the world, the empires of the Caesars and Kisras of the time, either in ancient Persia or the Roman Empire, were regimes of extravagance, non-democratic establishments, ruling through illogical coercion, ignorance, and corruption. Smaller establishments like those in Arabian Peninsula were even worse than them. Overall, ignorance reigned over the world. Meanwhile, the light of Islam managed to enlighten first the Arabian Peninsula and then gradually grow to encompass all the world by the messenger of God via divine assistance, as well as massive and a strenuous popular resistance. At the time the Prophet died, this government was a stable establishment that could be a model for all humans throughout history. Had that establishment continued in the same direction, the history would undoubtedly change. That is what is supposed to happen centuries later, at the time of Imam Mahdi's reappearance in the current situation, would have happened at that time.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.